This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And I'm not going to go quite wolf yet because he has to graduate to a wolf level. Maybe he could do that in the playoffs, but he's a dog right now. I know Gary Payton II, what he brings defensively, and he's a dog on defense, but 26 points for Gary Payton II yesterday. Buddy Hield, 20 points for him. Moses Moody, who again, fans have been clamoring for Moses. Steve Kerr, can you put Moses in a position to win finally? Well, he's done that. Are we going to give them the flowers there? We give Moses his flowers, absolutely. Let's give Steve Kerr the flowers, too, for ripping off the Band-Aid and plugging Moses Moody into the starting lineup, because it has worked, Joe Shasky.
There's a song by the Rolling Stones.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't always get what you want.
I knew you were going there. You weren't going paint it black.
But you get what you deserve. Yeah.
No, you get what you need.
Well, no, there's also at the end, he says at some point you get what you deserve, you know?
All right.
The Warriors are having their cake and eating it too right now. And here's where I'm going out with this.
God, I love cake.
They've got all the young guys all firing on all cylinders. They got Kuminga in the fold. They have optionality for the offseason in terms of the flexibility to either acquire something with some of the guys that they have now or to just stand pat.
I don't want to touch anything right now.
And they're all in on the now. They've got Curry. They've got Draymond. They've got Jimmy Butler. Everyone's playing nice. The coach is firing on all cylinders. They're pulling all the levers. I look at Joe Lacob and I say to myself, everyone owes this guy an apology. The amount of people I saw online with Joe Lacob is a clown emojis, and Joe Lacob is photoshopped with the clown hair. It's ridiculous. He's one of the greatest owners the Bay Area has ever seen.
One of the greatest owners in the history of sports. Just say it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I go that far.
I would.
There's just been some great owners.
Given what he's doing and the evaluate, the Golden State Warriors are one of the most valuable franchises in American sports right now.
Yeah, but so are the Dallas Cowboys, and people would say that Jerry Jones the last 20 years ain't been good at all.
Great, that's football. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors, who are, and the Cowboys before Jerry Jones got there were a brand.
Can we also take a step back?
What was the brand of the Warriors before Jones?
I don't know, it was horrible, but
they it wasn't anything.
I think the mark of an owner is multiple generations.
Okay.
Right, so like, I'm just going off of what we've seen now. That greatest
doesn't
of
make
all time
Al Davis
sports.
Less of an owner because of what took place towards the end there. I think he's still one of the greatest in the history of the sport because of what he meant for the sport.
But he was also an owner for six decades.
Okay, sure.
Five decades, yes. Right? So like we're in one and a half decades of Joe Lacob. It's been amazing. Like, no doubt. I'm just going Bay Area. He's been one of the best owners in Bay Area history, yeah. Period. And the way people talk about him like he doesn't know what he's doing is just insane to me. Yes. Now, they've made mistakes. Every organization makes mistakes. Like, the Niners have been wildly successful. Doesn't make them morons because they're kind of like resetting their organization right now when it comes to the hierarchy, the finances, etc., and just the personnel. The Warriors on the fly have completely rebuilt this team. And they've done it multiple times. They've won with a variety of characters. Now, yes, Steph's been a huge part of that. Dre's been a huge part of that. Steve Kerr's been a huge part of that. Guy Santos, anyone could have had Guy Santos. Yeah. Anybody could have drafted Quentin Post. They hung on to Moses Moody for multiple years. Earlier this year, within this season, I was like, he just might not be good. I said that out loud. I'm like, wow, I feel really dumb having said that. The coach, I don't even know, understood how to use him. I don't think Moses knew what position he was playing. He's playing the best basketball of his career. Quinn Post is playing outstanding for a rookie. Guy Santos, for a glue guy, wow, what a great player. Gary Payton. They traded Wiseman for Gary Payton.
Yeah, they did.
And it didn't look great.
They did.
They traded for a guy who was hurt. He couldn't even clear the trade protocol because of the injury.
The abdominal injury, yeah.
Huge part of the 2022 championship. So that cashed in.
Got hurt during that run, too. Yeah, Dylan Brooks.
Last couple years, kind of spotty. I was questioning his fit on the team.
I mean, he couldn't hit a three-point shot earlier this season. He just couldn't hit one. They were leaving him wide open. They're going to continue to leave him wide open. And that's why if you get 4 of 6 like he did yesterday, I'm not expecting that every time.
No.
But if he can knock down a couple, two,
yes,
three, like that would change everything.
And I look at, he's playing great ball. He's played, this game's going to stick out. He's played great ball for about 3 weeks.
Yes.
The mask notwithstanding. And then I look at Buddy Hield. Look. Buddy Hield, for the trade that they ended up doing for Klay Thompson, is he Klay Thompson? No, he's not Klay Thompson. When he's played well, they're pretty much unbeatable.
Yeah.
Now, that's been enough for our liking. I'd like him to play a little better, but whatever.
Sure.
Podziemski, for where they took him in the draft, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, pretty good. And then I look at the big dogs. You traded Andrew Wiggins. And you squeeze the lemon on Andrew Wiggins. You got the two best months of his entire career.
Yep.
You won a championship. He was Superman. He helped net you Jimmy Butler, who might put you on at least one playoff run right now. Maybe two, maybe three. It's a great trade. It's a freaking great trade. And he's been outstanding. What's it done for Steph Curry, the main dog? It's rejuvenated him. The guy looks 5 years younger. What's it done for Draymond Green? He's playing the best basketball. I would make an argument he's played the best basketball since like 2018.
I mean, I'm putting Jimmy and Draymond as a tandem. Can you find another higher IQ when it comes to two players on one team? When it comes to basketball IQ, when it comes to those two guys, I can't think of one. I honestly can't. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And that's having two coaches out on the floor basically with you playing at such a high level and that defensive tenacity that Jimmy Butler has instilled. And again, I kind of say it's not really tongue in cheek, but it's bleeding the guys like Buddy Hield who talks about it, who made a steal yesterday. He just came in with the highlight. Buddy Hield made the steal, made the quick 3-point shot. Like, you're not getting that a month ago without Jimmy Butler. You're not.
And so I'm going to circle this all back around. I'm sorry, Joe Lacob. Sometimes for our fan base and how panicky they got and how disrespectful they were to you in just in general. And you know what? Kudos to you for having the guts to not only swing a huge trade for a guy that literally alienated one of the top three executives of all time in my lifetime in any sport, in Pat Riley, and made it so toxic, No one wanted to touch him. And not only did you swing that massive deal, you gave him an extension sight unseen and talked your Hall of Fame coach and the greatest player in franchise history into the deal alongside Dunleavy because he deserves a lot of credit. And everything has worked out better than any of us could have wildly dreamt. So, yeah, Joe Lacob, who built the stadium and has financed this team through and through. Joe Lacob, I'm sorry on behalf of the fan base because I'm one of them. I questioned you. I thought maybe you're crazy. I'm thinking maybe this is the Jerry Jones zone. We were ripping your kids for being involved in the organization, which I thought was a little unfair. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Joe Lacob. Thank you, because the team looks unbeatable with Jimmy.
It's the morning apology. 888-957-9570. Who are you apologizing on the Golden State Warriors right now? It could be on a player, it could be a coach, it could be the owner. Who needs an apology from you on the Golden State Warriors right now? 888-957-9570. Greg in Canada has been very patient.
What's up, Greg?
We appreciate you hanging on, Greg. What you got, man?
Oh, Canada, let's go on the morning roast with a couple Joes. I want to give a huge shout out to Mike Dunleavy.
Keep going.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, so first of all, I heard a lot of clowns saying, I'm not even going to say the nickname, but a lot of clowns saying trade for this, trade for that. But they don't realize, it's quoted, trades are hard. But when you draft somebody in the second round, we love TDJ.
Trades are hard.
Davis, like he was money. But the fact that we ended up getting Quentin Post, who looks like, in my opinion, the Splash Mountain, he's going to come through and maybe start, or maybe at the very least, give us a second shooter off the bench in the playoffs with Buddy Hield. Look at that bench right now in the playoffs. Buddy Hield, Quentin Post, JK, who knows how it works out, but man, we might actually have the two timeline right now.
What's your name?
We're going
Greg,
I am going to reference you from now until the end of eternity. The Splash Mountain is one of the greatest nicknames I've ever heard.
Oh, you heard it from somewhere else, Greg? That's okay. We'll give you the credit still.
No. I didn't want to take the full credit because I named it on Bleacher Report.
Okay.
And the boys were hating on it because they said, you know, they hated on Mike Dunleavy. So they said, yeah, it was one game. It was two games. But like I said, I watched a lot of ACC football and basketball.
Oh.
So the kid was splashing when he was in college.
Boston College.
He also was unbelievable defensively. I think he was ACC first team or second team defense. And like you see last night, just give the kid a little bit of time. I don't know about y'all, but he looks like got a little more muscle than most of these kids who come out. He looks a little bit more like physically ready. As soon as he gets on the same wavelength with Draymond, when to come to help in the paint and to leave his man, geez, like he's the type of dude that Joker's going to have to step out to the 3-point line or leave him wide open.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. Greg in Canada, thank you for the call. Splash Mountain for Quentin Post.
Such a great name.
To his point, like, no, he's got some strength in him. I didn't know he had. Donovan Klingon has had like 30 or 40 pounds on him, it feels like. He's a big boy, 7'2". He had a couple inches as well. But he was more than holding his own. 3 blocks yesterday, a career high. Splash Mountain, by the way.
One of my favorite rides of all time.
I think it's getting renamed.
It is.
Something else.
I'm looking at it, and It looks completely ridiculous. It's called Tiana's Bayou.
Yeah, it's from the Princess and the Frog. There's
What are we doing? We're overthinking it.
No, Splash Mountain is tied to a, let's just say,
Songs of the South.
Song of the South, which was a very racist movie that was Disney made away once upon a time, Joe Shasky.
Okay.
So you might want to step out of this one. We don't want to get into that conversation.
We're retconning Splash Mountain.
Yes, because of the origins of where it originally derived from when it came to that particular Disney movie.
It's a great ride, though.
But it's a great time out right now with the Golden State Warriors, am I right?
Splash Mountain was awesome.
I didn't like getting wet at Disneyland.
What are you talking about?
I go to California Adventure. No, they have the better one, the Grizzly Peak one, where you are in that like inner tube, that big one you can spin around.
You get drenched in that one.
Yeah, that one was better. I thought
you don't like getting wet at theme parks.
At Disneyland. I didn't say California Adventure. It's different. Check yourself. All right? Yeah, come on.
I don't even know how to ask that question.
That's what I
thought. So you don't want to get wet at Disneyland, but you will get wet at California
Adventure. It's warmer on the other side.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.